Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chaf Gimel. We are holding on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Alea Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi shiur each and every day. So what we're going to discuss today is, first, the Mishnah is going to talk about who is kosher to write a get. Is a cher, a shot, a katan, isha, kosher to write a get? So the Gemara is going to discuss how we can explain our Mishnah. Does our Mishnah follow dafka one shita in the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir? Do we assume that Ede chasim makarti, or do we assume Ede mesira karti? So we're going to have three different approaches to explain our Mishnah, why it is that a cher, a shot, a katan is able to write a get. And then the Gemara is going to go through how every single Mishnah that seems to imply that you need ksiva lishma can even be addressed by saying that it's going like Rabbi Meir, who holds that generally you don't need ksiva lishma, you only need chasima lishma, and we're going to explain how that's possible. Then the Mishnah on the in the middle of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is going to talk about who is kosher lahavias a get, who is kosher to be a shliach lahalacha to bring a get for the woman. So we're also going to talk about a chere, shota, katan, suma, ovid, chavim. So in the analysis of a suma, we're going to discuss how you can trust that a suma knows where he's getting anything from. So, I mean, that might be the problem with a suma bringing a get, but how does a suma know anything in terms of how can he be with his own wife? How can a suma ever be trusted to recognize the people that are around him? So we're going to discuss the concept of Tvius Eina Dekala, the concept of voice recognition and relying on that in halacha. We're going to talk about whether an eved can be a shliach in one way or another for a get shichrur of another eved. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss that whether the five women who we say in Maseches Yevamos are not ne'amanos to say meis baila, to confirm that a woman's husband had died, to allow her to get remarried, whether they're believed lahavi eskita, in order to bring her get and to say b'farinichtam, to say that the get is to be a shliach, to bring the get and therefore be matir her to get remarried. So let's begin. We are holding at the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis on Beis. So says the Mishnah, hakol k'sherin lichtov a get, anyone could write a get, v'afilu cheresh shota v'katan, even a cheresh shota or a katan. And all these people are people who do not have das, but nevertheless, even though they don't have das, they're kosher to write a get. Whenever we say cheresh, the Mishnah in the first paragraph of Masechet Shumos tells us that cheresh always means eino shomea ve'eino medaber. But if a person is shomea ve'eino medaber, he can hear but cannot speak, or is medaber ve'eino shomea, can speak but cannot hear, hareu kipikeach l'kol dover. That's a regular Bardas. When we talk about a cheresh who's not a bardas, we're talking about he's unable to hear and unable to speak, a deaf mute. So cheresh shot of a katan are all kasher lichtov as a get. Ha'isha koseves has gita, va'ish koseves shavaro. A woman could write her own get, even though the get has to be paid for by the baal, it has to belong to the baal, but the woman could be makne the get to her husband, and then he will give it to her l'shem gerishin, and that's going to work. And the man is able to write the shovar that confirms that he has paid the ksuba, even though the woman is the one that writes the shovar for the husband as a raya that the ksuba has been paid up. As Rashi points out, any shtar raya that the toveya is the one that writes the shtar raya for the piraon, that the one who's been claiming the money is then the one that is responsible to write a shovar that says I've already received the money. So why is it that you're able to have the man write the shovar? Because the man will be makna the shovar to the woman, and she'll have Adam sign on it and give it to him back as a raya. The Rashba disagrees and says, no, you don't even need to be makna the shovar. It's a shtar raya. A shtar raya doesn't have to dafka belong to the isha. So it's not necessary to go through this whole act of a kinyan in order to make sure that it works. That's necessary by the get, because the get's not just a shtar raya. A get is a shtar kinyan, so it really needs to be mishal bal. So if the woman's going to write it, she needs to be makne it to the husband. But a shover, the man's going to write it, you don't have to be makne, it's perfectly fine. Shein ki maget ela b'chosmav. The reason is that a get, the kashrus of a get, is totally on the edim that sign it. So according to Rav Meir, edim chasim makarti, the edim chasimim are the ones that make the get effective. So as long as there are edim ksherim that sign on the get, for the sake of this woman who's being divorced, there are no dinim of ksivas haget. It doesn't matter who's writing the get. So chere, shota, v'katan are all able to write the get. So that's the pashut reading of the Mishnah, is that last line, shein ki maget el b'chosmav, is going on the first line. It's explaining the first line that a kol shein l'ktuvas haget, avil chere, shota, v'katan. Why is it that a chere, shota, v'katan are allowed to write the get? Because I don't care how the get is written according to Rav Meir. All that we're worried about is the chasima. So as long as the chasima is done l'shma, the get doesn't need to be done l'shma anyhow. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, how can we say that a get that's written by a cherishot of a katan is going to be kosher? V'alav b'nei deyaninu. They don't know how to write a get l'shma. We're, meaning the way Rashi understands is we're asking within the shita of Rabbi Elazar. We just explained the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, so you don't have any problems according to Rabbi Meir, because the ksiva doesn't really matter according to Rabbi Meir. It's only the chasima that matters according to Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Lazar, who holds that there are no Ede Chasima, Ede Mesira Karti, you don't even need Ede Chasima. So when the Torah says V'kas of law, and we darshan, that means La Lishma, that must mean the Ksiva needs to be Lishma. The actual writing of the text of the get has to be Lishma. So if you're going to assume like Rabbi Lazar that the Ksiva has to be Lishma, then our Mishnah makes no sense. How can our Mishnah say that Cherishot of a Katan can write a get? They're not able to write a get l'shma. So the Gemara is going to have three ways of explaining our Mishnah. So number one, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, the Mishnah does in fact follow the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, and in a chinami you need to write a get l'shma. And it is possible for a cherishot v'katan to write a get l'shma simply if a bardas is omed al gabav, is standing right over, hovering over the cherishot of the katan and reminding them, write it l'shma, write it l'shem this woman, l'shem this woman. And therefore, because they're getting that constant reminder to write l'shem that isha, they're going to have that kavana and they're going to write it l'shem that isha. That's how Rashi understands. Sounds like God Lomid al-Gabav works because they're constantly warning and being malamid the katan to write l'shma. That's how Tosas understands on Chav Beis and Beis, Dibra Maskel Vaha as well. Now the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Beis and Beis, is medayik that you must not require kavana for shchita. How do I know you don't need kavana for shchita? Because the Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Beis, says that if a katan shechts and other people see the shchita so they could see that it was done properly, shchita so ksheira, the shchita is valid. Oh, so apparently all you need is other people to see it, so obviously you don't need kavana for the shechita, because the katan doesn't have kavana, he's just doing a maisa. So as long as a person is able to watch and is able to see that he did the maisa correctly, that's perfectly good. So asks Tosos, what kind of raya is that? If other people are seeing the shechitas katan, isn't that just a gadol omer al gabav? So why isn't that considered like kavana? Over here you need a ksiva lishma, and we assume that when there's a gadol omer al gabav, the das of the gadol somehow gets transferred onto the katan who's writing the get. So by shechita, shouldn't we say the same thing? Yes, you need kavana, but the gadol watching means the das of the gadol is good enough. So Tosos suggests in Maseches Chulin that there's a chilik between a gadol that's melamed the katan and is mazir the katan to do the shema, like in our case, versus a gadol who just happens to witness the katan doing an action. By the case of the shechita, the gadol just happens to see that the katan is doing the shechita. That's not enough for it to be considered the shema. But in our case, the gadol is mazir Raz here, Melamed, he's constantly reminding, and that's what Rashi's emphasizing over here. He's constantly reminding him, do it l'shem this Isha. However, the Rashba gives a different answer. The Rashba quotes his Rebbe that Gadol Omer Al Gabav works because it's considered that the Maisa Katan is being done by Kavana, but that only works when there's something that Shlichus, where Shlichus is effective. Like Sivas HaGet, where you could appoint a Shliach to be Kosef HaGet, and for the Kavana of the Ksiva of Shmo Ushma, that the Katam is not able to be a Shliach of the Baal, the Gadol can be a Shliach of the Baal, so the Maisa HaKatan with the Shlichus of the Gadol can combine with each other. So the Kavana of the Gadol will help in such a case. So anyway, so that's the answer of Rav Huna. So from the fact that Rav Huna requires that the fact that Rav Huna assumes that our Mishnah is talking about a case where where there's a Gadol Omer Al Gabav and is telling the Cheresh Otev Katan to do the Shema, sounds like our Mishnah is even following the sheet of Rabbi Lazar that Edi Mesira Karti. So when it says V'kasav La in the Torah, La Lishma, it means that the actual Ksivas Haget has to be done Lishma, and by Gadol Omer Al Gabav, you accomplish a Ksiva Lishma. But then the end of the Mishnah where it says She'ein Kiyum Haget Ella Bechosmav, right, according to this approach, our Mishnah is following Rabbi Lazar, that Eidei Mesira Karti, you don't even need Chasimos on the Get, and the fact that a Cheresh Otev Katan are allowed to write it is because it's Gadol Omer Al Gabav. But then how do you touch up the last line of the Mishnah? The last line of the Mishnah says, She'ein Kiyum Haget Ella Bechosmav, which sounds like it's giving an explanation for why a Cheresh Otev Katan could write a get. So that can't be going back on that first line of the Mishnah that's Makshir Cheresh, because according to Rav Huna, the Ksiva has to be done Lishma. So we hear also it's done Al Yidei Gadol Omer Al Gabav. So it must be that that's explaining the middle line of the Mishnah, that the Isha Kosevises Gita Vayish Koseves Shovaro, that in that din, the Mishnah is giving a reason why it is that a woman is able to write her own get, even though it has to be Michel Baal, that has to be because the Ikr Kiyum of the get is Al Yedei the Chasimos, the Chosmim, and therefore it doesn't matter who really writes it, as long as the person who writes it is a Bardeya. So according to Rabbi Lazar, that the when we say Ein Kiyum HaGet Al B'Chosmav, what it really means is the Eidei Mesira, that as long as the Eidei Mesira are done properly, and typically the Eidei Mesira would also sign the get, that's not really that important, but that's what they would do. So the Mishnah calls that Ein Kiyum. So that's how you explain the last line of the Mishnah, according to Rav Huna's understanding of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah is actually following the sheet of Rav Lazar. So I'm like Rav Nachman says, Rav Huna Elameata, according to you, that it's a Gadol Omer Al Gabav by Cheresh Otev Katan who are writing the get, and that's what makes the get kosher. Ovid Chavim Yisolam and Al Gabav Hachinami the Kasher. So then it should be Kasher if you have an Ovid Chavim writing the get and a Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, meaning if someone else is able to remind them to do the Shema, make sure you do it, L'shem L'Sisha. So even a person who's not a Lav Bardeya would be able to produce a valid get. So why can't an Ovid Chavim produce a valid get with a Yisrael Omer Al Gabav? V'chitei Machinami, and maybe you'll say, yeah, in Achinami, he can. But we have a Brisa that says not that way. Ovid Chavim Pasul, and Ovid Chavim cannot write a get. And the Brisa just says it's Stam. It doesn't say, oh, unless there's a Yisrael Omer Al Gabav. Sounds like even with the Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, an Ovid Chavim is Pasul. So Rav Huna answers that really our Mishnah that allows a Cheresh to write a get is talking about a Gadol Omer Al Gabav, like I said. And an Ovid Chavim is still Pasul because Ovid Chavim Ledaite Dinafshe Ovid. When an Ovid Chavim is writing a get, even if he's got a Yisrael in his ear, telling him, write it Lishma, he's a bardas in his own right. So he's not going to do whatever the Yisrael says. So we have to be choshesh that even though the Yisrael is telling him to write it Lishma, he's thinking, I'm going to do it how I want to do it. And he's not going to be writing it Lishma. He's going to write it L'shem Isha Acheres. But because Cheresh Otev Katan are not B'nei Deya, that's actually an advantage because now they're going to listen to whatever the Yisrael is telling them, whatever the Gadol is telling them the entire time. But an Ovid Chavim having having das is not necessarily going to submit to whatever the Yisrael Omer Al Gabav is doing. From Rashi, it sounds, that's how Rashi understands our Gemara, so it sounds like the psul is really a psul misafek, meaning that ain't a chinami. If the Ovid Kochavim did have Kavana Lishma, then it would be fine. Meaning if he was listening to the Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, it would be okay. We just can't know that he was listening. So it sounds like the whole psul is misafek. That's what the Ramban points out on Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, that Ovid Kochavim is possible Ksivus Aget misafek, because Shema lo kosav al dasa Yisrael. If he's Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, maybe he wasn't really listening to the Yisrael. So Rabbi Kiveger points out in his Chidushim that it's a suffix even if the Ovid Chavim says that he did it Lishma, because he doesn't have the Nemanos to tell us that he did it Lishma. So Shlomo Zalman has a sharp point. Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, and Madura Tinyan, and Simon Dalin points out, and what if the Ovid Chavim wrote the get with a Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, and then afterwards the Ovid Chavim was Megayer, and now they want to deliver that get? So do you assume that get is kosher? Now that he's a Jew, he says, by the way, when I was writing it, I was doing it Lishma. I was in the Geirus process already, I was all into it, and there was the Yisrael Omer Al Gabav reminding me to do it Lishma. I absolutely was doing it Lishma. So if he was Megayer between the Ksiva and the Nesina, and he says that he did it Lishma, he should be Naaman, because the whole reason that it's possible is only Misafik, maybe it wasn't Lishma, and we can't trust him that he did Lishma, because the guy has no Naamanus, but as a Jew, he has Naamanus, and he knows whether he was doing it Lishma. The Achronim, however, learn B'shita Sarambam that an Ovid Chavim is possible for Ksivas Aget because he's not a Bar Krisus. So that's not Tully and Suffolk or anything like that. The Rambam says an Ovid Chavim is possible because he's Dazal Das Atzmo. Just the only reason the Rambam writes that, because he does Dazal Das Atzmo, is to include a Mumer as well, because a Mumer is a Bar Krisus. But the real reason Ovid Chavim is not Kasher Lichtov is because he's not a Bar Krisus. Rab Chaim, in the Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillin, says that Ovid Chavim is Mufka Legamri from the din of Lishma, because he writes Al Das Atzmo, and it's not Shaykh for him to do B'tzivay Abal. Without the B'tzivay Abal, it's not called Lishma. So that's why the Ovid Chavim is possible according to the Rambam. But again, according to Rashi, it sounds like it just speaks practically. We don't know if it was done Lishma. So that was one approach to our Mishnah. So again, Rav Huna's approach to our Mishnah is we're following the sheet of Reb Lazar, Eide Mesira Karti, you don't even need Eide Chasima, the Ksiva of the get has to be Lishma. How could Cheir Shotev HaKatan write a get Lishma? Gadol Omer Al Gabav. Hadar Amar Rav Nachman, then Rav Nachman changed his mind. He said, Lav Milsi Hida Amri. That which I said, that a guy is possible to write a get, even with the Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, but the Ksiva is going to be kosher even without the Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, meaning I changed my mind, rather the Ksiva is going to be kosher even without the Yisrael Omer Al Gabav, because our Mishnah follows Rav Meir, that you just don't need Ksiva Lishma. So Cheir Shotev HaKatan don't even need a Gadol Omer Al Gabav either. And Dimit Kapasel, they love Chavim, Lin Havaa, Mechal Delin Ksiva Kosher. From the fact that we have the next Mishnah is going to tell us that an Ovid Chavim is not able to be a Shliach, to be maybe a Get, to be a Shliach Laholacha, that implies that for Ksivas a Get, which our Mishnah discusses, and never mentioned anything about a guy, that implies that a guy is kosher for Ksivas a Get. Because according to our Meir, you don't need Ksivas a Get Lishma. So this is a second approach to our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is assuming like Rav Meir, not like Rav Lazar. And therefore Rav Meir holds V'kasav La means V'chasam La, that Chasima needs to be Lishma, Ksiva never needed to be Lishma. So Cheresh, Shota, Katan, and Goy are all allowed to write a get. I have a Tanya of Chavim Pasul, but what do you do with the fact that we have a Brisa that says Novi Chavim is Pasul? Hayir, Rav Lazar, Itam, Reidim, Mesira, Karti. That Brisa assumes like Rav Lazar, that Reidim, Mesira, Karti. Our Mishnah assumes like Rav Meir, that Eidim, Chasima, Karti. And according to Rav Lazar, that Eidim, Mesira, Karti, that there are no Eidim, Chasima, Ubin, and Ksiva, Lishma. You're going to need a Ksiva, Lishma, because the Torah says the Kasavla must be talking about something, and if it's not talking about the Chasima, it must be talking about the Ksiva. Vavadi, Ovichavim, Adaita, Dinafshe, Ka'avid. And an Ovid Chavim definitely does Al Das Atzmo, even when there's a Yisrael Omer Al Gabav. So Rav Lazar in the Brice is going to say, if a Goy is writing a get, it's no good. But our Mishnah that allows Cheir Shotev HaKatan, Rav Nachman says, follows Rav Meir, that you don't need Ksiva Lishma. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav Meir, Afilu Mitzol Ba'ashma V'chasam V'nasanu La'kasher. Rav Meir would go so far as to say, if you find a get thrown out in an ashba, in a dumpster, and it wasn't written L'shem this gerushin, and you just get two edim to sign it L'shem this gerushin, and you give it to her, it's kasher, because you don't need Ksiva L'shma, you just need Chasima L'shma. So Esvei Rav Nachman, Rav challenges Rav Nachman, aye, but the Torah says V'kasav La, and we darshan L'shma, that the Ksiva needs to be L'shma, my love, Ksiva Saget, doesn't that imply that the actual writing of the get needs to be L'shma? So he says, lo, Chasima Seidim, but the words V'kasav La are not a reference to the writing of the text of the get, it's a reference to the signatures of the Eidim. So Esvei Rav challenges Rav Nachman, Kol get shenechtav shelo l'shem isha pasul. Any get that's written that's not for the sake of the gerushin of this woman is going to be pasul. It lacks l'shma. So he answers again, Ema shenechtam shelo l'shem isha pasul. No, the ksiva could be for any. There doesn't have to be a l'shma. It means that if the get is not signed l'shem this isha, it's pasul. Chasima is included in the term ksiva. The chasima has to be l'shma, and that's it. Tosfos asks that the Mishnah says kol get shenechtav shelo l'shem isha pasul, and then it says ketzad hayo over b'shuk v'shama kol sofer makrin. That what does it mean that it's not written l'shma, that you're passing by in the shuk and you hear the sofrim training and how to write gittin, and you so they happen to be using as an example, as a dugma, the name of this ish and the name of this isha, and you say, oh, okay, I could use that. So the Gemara assumes that the Mishnah is talking about sofer who are asuyin l'islamid. But if it's talking about a chasima, what does that mean? Asuyin l'islamid on a chasima? They practice signatures? How could that be? That's what it's referring to. I mean, Rav Nachman within our Gemara fits very nicely, that he just says, oh, when the Mishnah says, kol get shod nechtav shalol l'shamisha is possible, it means nechtam shalol l'shamisha. But then when you actually read that Mishnah, and the Mishnah describes what that looks like, and it describes kol sofrim makrin, and the Gemara says that it's people that are practicing. Who's practicing signatures? So Tos says that it's the derech of sofrim to write and to sign all kedei l'islamid, that's all part of the process, that they want to go through the entire process from beginning to end, including the chasima. Chazanish is bothered that the Mishnah says that the chisaron is that it wasn't written in the Shema. When the sofrim are signing it just the Islamid, the chisaron is that it's not a chasima at all, because they're not being made anything in their chasima. There was nothing that they were being made to. They were just practicing putting a signature at the end of the get. So that's a problem Chazanish raises. So anyway, so ask the Gemara Viter, Eisvei, Rava challenges Rav Nachman again, that the Brisa says kshu kosvo, when you write part of the get l'shma, kilu kosvo l'shma, it's as if you wrote the whole thing l'shma. So doesn't that mean, my love, kshu kosvo the Torah, when you write the Shema Ish, the Shema Isha, the Zman, l'shma, it's kilu kosvo the Tofes l'shma, we view it as if you wrote the entire nusach of the get l'shma, but if according to you, you don't need to write the get l'shma. And over here in this brisa, we're saying that it's as if you wrote it l'shma, and you wrote the whole thing l'shma, and therefore you fulfilled the requirement to write it l'shma. But Rameir says, if you find it in the ashba, it's good enough. How could Rameir say finding the ashba is good enough? Apparently, you need to write it l'shma. So the Gemara says, lo, you misunderstood the brisa. Kishu chosmo l'shma, kilu kosvo l'shma. That when you're chosim at l'shma, it's as if the entire thing was done l'shma, even the ksiva was done l'shma. But really, you don't need a ksiva l'shma. It's just the chasima that needs to be l'shma. So that is approach number two in our Mishnah. So again, approach number one in our Mishnah was Rav Huna's approach, that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Lazar, and the ksiva does need to be l'shma. Why is it okay to have a chereshot v'katan? There's a gadol omer al gabav. Approach number two is Rav Nachman. Our Mishnah only follows Rabbi Meir, and the ksiva doesn't need to be l'shma, and that's why a chereshot v'katan is good enough. And guess what? A guy would be good enough also, because you can just find it in the ashpa if you want, because a ksiva does not need to be l'shma at all. The Iba Yisema, a third way of understanding, Hani Masniyasa Mani, Rabbi Lazar, he damar Eide Mesira Karti. All of these, our Mishnah is following Rabbi Lazar, all Eide Mesira Karti, and the get does have to be written l'shma, and still Chereshot V'Katan is good enough. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel v'hu shashir makom ha-toref. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel would explain that which we allow Cheresh HaTzvokatan to write the get is talking about where the Cheresh HaTzvokatan left out the critical information, the Shema Ish, the Shema Isha, the Zman, which are the Ikaro shall get. And that will be written by a Gadol as a Bar Das. When the Brisa says that a Goy cannot write a get, it's talking about where he wrote the Toref and not the Tofes. That our Mishnah is talking about that the Cheresh HaTzvokatan didn't write the whole thing. They wrote the basic form, but they didn't write the actual information. And when Reb Lazer says because of law lishma, that the ksiv has to be lishma, it means the critical information has to be done lishma. Rabbi Zreika Amar Rabbi Yochanan Eina Torah, that it's not correct, meaning we don't listen to this, that our Mishnah is following Reb Lazer. My Eina Torah, what does he mean that it's Eina Torah? Amar Rabbi Abba Kano Diacha She'in Kolach Lishma, that the Tana of our Mishnah that allows writing a get by a Cheir Shotav Katan is telling me that a get doesn't need to be Lishma. V'Rabbi Meir he, because we're following a Meir Damrei De Chasim Makarti. So Rabbi Yochanan says, I reject any explanation of our Mishnah that says that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Lazar. Our Mishnah must be following Rabbi Meir, and that's why Cheir Shotav Katan can write a get. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar he. But we have on good authority that Rabbi Yochanan, this same Rabbi Yochanan says, in a Torah, our Mishnah can only be following Rabbi Meir. The same Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Lazar. So it says, yeah, Amorayim in the valley with Rabbi Yochanan. It's a machlokas Amorayim, what in fact Rabbi Yochanan held. So again, we have three explanations of our Mishnah, why Chereshot Devakadon is not a right to get. Rav Huna, because it's a God Olamir Al Gabav. Rav Nachman, because we're assuming like Rabbi Meir, that you don't need Ksiv Lishma at all. And Ridam Shmuel, it's that the Chereshot Devakadon is not writing the Toref of the get, just the Tofes of the get. Okay, so now that we discussed Cheresh HaTzvokatan writing a get, now we move on to discuss what about bringing a get. Hakol k'sherim lahavias a get, chutz mi Cheresh HaTzvokatan, v'sum of avichavim. Anyone is able to be a shliach lahalachas a get, except for Cheresh HaTzvokatan, a blind man and an ovid chavim. Kibel hakatan v'higdil, if a katan received the get from the husband to give it to the wife, and then he became a bar mitzvah before the delivery, or cheresh v'nispakeach, he was a cheresh at the time the husband gave it to him, but he's no longer a cheresh at the time of the delivery. Suma v'nispatach, he was blind at the time the husband gave it to him, but now he's no longer blind. Shota v'nishtape, he was a shota beforehand, and now he's no longer a shota by the time it came time for the delivery. And you notice we changed the order. The Tos Yontov points out that even though we say cheresh v'katan, when we describe them getting better, we say when we describe them going through a change in between one point and the other, we started with the katan shehigdil. So Tos Yontov points out, because cheresh v'katan, that's always the phrase that we use, cheresh v'katan. Once we talk about something happening, we're going to go with what's most common. Bar mitzvahs are much more common than charashim that all of a sudden learn to hear and to speak, and much more common than blind people that all of a sudden are able to see. Bar mitzvahs happen all the time, right? So katan shenis gadol is the most common, and that's why we start with that one. Ovid chavim v'nis gayer, and ovid chavim that's megayer, so possible. It's still going to be possible because at the time of the minu shlichus from the husband, they were not bar shluchim. Aval pikeach v'nischarish v'chazav v'nispakach pasuach v'nistapa v'chazav v'nistapach shofi v'nishtata v'chazav v'nishtapa kosher. But if a person was in at the time the husband appointed him, he was able to be a shliach, and then he went through a period of time in between where he became a cheresh, he became a shota, can't become a katan, became a cheresh, became a shota, became a suma, and then he was healed by the time he gave the get to the wife. That's going to be kosher. There's not going to be a problem with that. Zeh klal kol shetchilas v'sofa b'das kosher. As long as at the beginning and at the end it was bedas, he's going to be kosher. You don't need a new minoy shlichus when he then gains his sight back. Rav Elchanan points out in the Kovitz Biurim, you see from our sugya, the reason the Chereshot V'Katan is not a b'nei shlichus is not because they're not able to be shluchim, it's because it's a psul in the minoy shlichus, that you can't have a minoy shlichus, but it's not that they're inherently, they can't be a shliach, that they cease from being shluchim. It's a psul in the minoy, says Rav Elchanan, because if it was that they can't be a shliach, then at some point they just can't be a shliach, and they would and you would require a new minui. So that's the mishnah. So says our bishlam chereshot v'katan. I get why chereshot v'katan cannot be a shliach lo lach saget. The lav b'nei dayaninu. They don't have any das. Ovichav nami the lav bareteiru. Ovichav also is not betoris krisus. He's not betoris gittin v'kiddushin. Anything that he's not shaykh to do for himself, he can't be a shliach for someone else. Elasuma amai lo. But why can't a suma be a shliach lo lacha? Some rav sheish to be shinir dayan mimino tol minosno. Because he has no idea who he's getting the get from. He can't see. He has no idea who he's giving the get to. He can't identify the man and the woman. So Maskar Rav Yosef, Heich Suma Mutar B'Ishto. Really, we're going to say a Suma can never identify anybody? How is a Suma ever allowed to be with his own wife and trust that it's his wife? The Marachasha says, what do you mean? Maybe she has Ne'emanos. You don't assume that that this woman is going to be doing so. Okay, but how can he trust? Heich B'nei Adam Mutar B'Nashasein B'Layla. How's anyone ever allowed to trust is ever allowed to be mutter to their wives if it's dark and you can't really see? So it must be that it's b'tviyaseinu d'kala that you're able to tell the through the voice, that there's voice recognition. So doesn't the suma have the ability to have voice recognition as well? So we wanted to know, what's the problem with the suma bringing a get? So he said, because the suma will never know who the husband is, who the wife is. Well, the same way a suma knows who his own wife is, he can know who the husband was that sent him and who the wife is. So the Gemara says, we're going to need another explanation of why a suma is a problem to bring a get, because tvias eina dekala works in halacha. It's a major discussion, right? Can you have a minyan shliach to bring a get on the telephone? Do you assume tvias eina dekala is good enough that you recognize the voice over the phone? Can you have this? That's a major discussion the post can have. Now, a lot of the post can bring the Ramban with Yaakov Avinu, that Hakol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yaday Esav. So the Ramban discusses, what was Yaakov Avinu thinking? Like, he's going to come in and talk like Yaakov, and that his father's just going to say, that's weird, he sounds like Yaakov, and just not, like, it's not even going to raise an eyebrow or anything. So Ramban says he was imitating Esav's voice. Hakol Kol Yaakov means that the manner with which he spoke, but he was imitating Esav's voice, and he was able to. So that's what the Achronim say. Wait, if people could imitate each other's voices, so how can you ever trust? How can Asuma ever be with his wife if she might be putting on? It could be another woman who's putting on the voice. One of the Achronim has a funny response to that. He says, women are terrible at impressions. For a man, it's okay. I don't know if there's such a mitzvah like that, that women are terrible at impressions. But that's what one of the Achronim says. Okay, so Elam Rav Yosef, Hacha b'chutz la'aretz askinan. So Rav Yosef says, we're talking about the get is being brought in chutz la'aretz. You know why Yisuma is not able to bring the get? By lemeimar b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. He has to be able to say, I saw the writing and the signing. V'lamasi lemeimar. Yisuma obviously can't say that. And that's the psul dafka in chutz la'aretz. Amnei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rav Yosef, who happened to have been blind, Elameata, based on this, that the reason the psul of the suma is because he's not able to say b'fanei nichtam, b'fanei nechtam, pasuach v'nistama d'matzi amar hachinami d'kasher. So shouldn't it be true then that if at the time that he received the get from the husband he had his sight and he only went blind before delivering it, so shouldn't it still be kasher? But v'akatani, but our Mishnah says pasuach v'nistama v'chaser v'nispatach kasher, that the only way he's going to be kasher is if he had sight at the time that the husband appointed him, and he had sight at the time that he gave it to the woman, and he just became a suma in between. So chazvin espata in, lo chazvin espata lo. The implication is that if he just had sight when the husband appointed him, and then he went blind in between and never got his sight back again, that it's no good. But if the whole issue was funny nechtam, it should be fine. So says Marhua din da'afak of the lo chazvin espatach. No, really, if he did not get his sight back, I did tani shofim and shatav chazvin estapa, time of the chazvin estapa, lo chazvin estapa lo. Since by the shota, it's really important that he gets his das back at the end, so tanam shofim estapa, chazvin espatach. So therefore, by the sumo, so we said that he got his sight back. Amravashi dekanami dekatani zaklal. bidas kosher. When the Mishnah summarized that at the end, it says that you need das at the beginning of the end. Kosher. So shmamina must be. Why does it say bidas? Because the Summa has das the whole time. So it's coming to say that the Summa is really fine. The Summa doesn't need to get his sight back in order to be able to deliver the get, as long as when he received the get from the husband, he was able to see, and therefore he could say b'fani nichtav or b'fani nechtam. Boom. Name Rabbi Ami Eved Ma'ashi Yasa Shliach Lekabel Get Isha Miyad Baila. Could an Eved be a shliach to receive a get Isha from her husband? Sarmalumi the kapasul leilov lechavim, from the fact that an Ovid Chavim is not allowed to be a shliach leolacha mechal de Eved Kasher. Sounds like the fact that we identify an Ovid Chavim as being a problem, that an Eved is going to be kasher to be a shliach leolacha. If an Eved were possible, the Mishnah should have said that. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, ain't Eved as shliach lekabel get Isha Miyad Baila levishen b'toras get mekidushin. That an Eved cannot be a shliach to receive a get for a woman from her husband, because an Eved is not betoras getting the kiddushin. So if he's not betoras getting, so then he can't receive the get. So maskar Rabbi Lazar time of bimilsa delaysay. Sounds like the problem that with an Eved is with the, in being in a shliach for the get is because he's not shayach b'toras getin habemilsa diisei. But it sounds like anything that an Eved would be shayach in, like hafrashas truma, where an Eved is chayv mitzvahs ki'isha and he's not allowed to eat tevel, he has to be mafresh truma kosher. He would be kosher. I ovid chavim vakuti disnu b'toras truma denafshayu, but an ovid chavim and kuti are also shayach in truma and ditnan, because the Mishnah says in Masech Truma, so if Chavim Vakuti Shetarmu Mishalahem Trumasum Truma, then an Ovid Chavim and Kuti that are mafresh Truma from their own produce, it does count as Truma. Zara is not allowed to eat it. It's real Truma. And yet, Utnan Ovid Chavim Shetarmu Shal Yisrael Afilu Bereshus Ain Trumasum Truma, that an Ovid Chavim cannot be a shliach to be mafresh Truma. So don't tell me that the rule is that any time that you are bitoras, you're able to be a shliach, and therefore the only reason Neved can't be a shliach on a get is because he's not bitoras, but anything that a person is bitoras, they could be a shliach. An Ovid Chavim is bitoras truma and cannot be a shliach for truma. So my taima, no, what's the reason that the truma doesn't work when an Ovid Chavim does it for Yisrael? Lav mishum dechsiv atem, isn't it because it says atem? So we darshin gam atem that l'rabba shluchachem, that the shliach has to be like the bailim. Ma atem Yisrael af shluchachem Yisrael. So that's why it excludes a guy who's not able to be a shliach to be mafresh truma for Yisrael. And from that same logic, we should be memayin and eved, even though he's b'toras truma, he cannot be toreim for Yisrael, because he's not called Yisrael. So don't you see that the reason for the psul of an eved and shlichus is because he's not b'toras shlichus at all? So even things that he's shayach in, he's not able to be a shliach. So that's a kasher Rabbi Yochanan, who said that no, it's only things that he's not shayach in that he can't be a shliach in. Gittin, he's not shayach in, he can't be a shliach in. No, you see, he can't be a shliach in anything. Atem gam atem. So I'm that's not how we darshan the hekesh between the shliach and the bailim. Rather, the hekesh goes as follows: Ma atem bnei bris af shluchachem bnei bris. So it's only excluding a guy, but an eved is in fact a ben bris, and therefore he's not excluded from shlichus in general. Amr b'chibar abar amr b'yochanan ein eved nasa shliach lekabel gedisha miyad baila lefi sheinu b'toras gittin v'kiddushin, that an eved cannot be a shliach to receive the get because he's not b'toras gittin v'kiddushin v'af pishashninu arei at shivcha uvladech ben chorin. And even though the Bryce says that if you want to be Shachrer an ubar b'mei shivcha, so a fetus that's in the shivcha, so you give the shtar shivcha to the shivcha and you say, you are still a shivcha, but this shtar is for that fetus, then you should be a ben chorin. If she was pregnant, that works. The baby is a ben chorin. So mayim haysu ubra zachsalo. What does it mean that, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Emaysu ubra zachsalo. What's the shaychus of the zechia in the shivcha to the shlichus of the get? The Torah shivcha is noeg on her, and therefore she could be zocha for the ubar as opposed to the shlichus of the get. The eved is not b'toras getin. So ki asa Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda am Rabbi Yochanan tarti amar. No, he's really saying two separate halachos. One is that an eved is possible to be a shliach for the get. Another halacha, which we sort of skipped the first half of the sentence of the other halacha, is as follows: that nirim dvarim she eved mekabel get lechaveru miyad rabbi shel chaveru. That an eved could be someone who receives a get for another Eved from the other person's master. Avalomi ad Rabba Shalom. An Eved can only not receive a get for another Eved from his own master. Vimlech Shechadim Lomar, and if a person is going to tell you, what do you mean? Zahalach Hashnuya, Emaisu Ubra Zatzalo. The Shivcha is able to receive the get for her Uber, even though it's from her own master that's giving the get. So how can you tell me that one Eved cannot receive a get on behalf of another Eved from their own master? Here you have the Shivcha receiving a get from her own master on behalf of the Uber. So Amar lo, so you should tell them that no, there's an explanation. Shnei Gedolei Hadar Pirshu Asidavar. From two different comments of two different Gedolei Amoraim, we see how it works. Rabbi Zeir, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. First assumption is that we're working with the assumption that if you're Meshachar half of an Eved, the Eved is Kona half of himself, meaning it works. The Chara my time of the Rebbe, Baha, Kasavar Uber Yeruch Imahu, that we're also working with the assumption that the Uber is not an independent Eved. It's a section of the mother. So Vinasa Kamishek Nala Echem Mevareha. Say no Khanami, an Eved cannot be Kona Aged, cannot be a shliach to receive a get for another Eved from their own master. But an Eved can receive a get for part of themselves from their own master. That would in fact work. Let's read the Mishnah. Even women who typically are not neman to say that a woman's husband died are neman to bring their get. Who are these women? Chamosa, the mother-in-law, Bas Chamosa, the mother-in-law's daughter, Tsarasa, the other wife, Yevimta, the husband's brother's wife, Ubas Baila, and the stepdaughter. Ma ben get lemisa. Why is it that these women are neman to bring a get, even though they're not neman to say that the husband died? Shaksav mochiach, because they actually are able to produce a physical document, so that makes it more believable, and therefore even women who wouldn't normally be believed would be believed to bring the get. We'll have to explain in the Gemara what that means, that a woman who has a get, it can be a shliach lahalachas a get, as long as she herself says, b'fani nichtav u'b'fani nechtam. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Gemara on the bottom of the Gimel and Vase. Have a great day, everybody. Yeah. Have a good day.